The 88th plenary meeting of the General Assembly is called to order. In the light of the need for further consultations among the regional groups regarding the candidatures for the chairs of the main committees for the 68th session of the General Assembly, the elections of the chairs and bureau of the main committees are postponed to a later date to be announced. I should now like to consult members with a view to proceeding to the election of the vice presidents of the Assembly for the 68th session. In accordance with Rule 30 of the Rules of Procedure of the General Assembly, the vice presidents shall be elected after the election of the chairman of the six main committees referred to in Rule 98, in such a way to ensure the representative character of the General Committee. It is also my understanding that since the elections of the chairpersons of the main committees will conform with Annex 2 of Resolution 48/264 of July 29, 1994, it will not have an impact on the geographical distribution of the vice presidents of the Assembly and the representative character of the General Committee. May I take it that the General Assembly therefore agrees to proceed to elect the vice presidents of the General Assembly? I see no objections, so it is so decided. In accordance with Rule 30 of the Rules of Procedure of the General Assembly, we shall now proceed to the election of the Vice Presidents of the General Assembly for the 68th session. All members of the General Assembly are eligible in this election except the member already represented in the General Committee, namely Antigua and Barbuda, whose representative has been elected to the Presidency of the General Assembly. In accordance with paragraphs 2 and 3 of the Annex to Resolution 33/138 of December 19, 1978, and 21 vice presidents of the General Assembly for the 68th session shall be elected according to the following pattern. 6 representatives from African states, 5 representatives from Asia Pacific states, 1 representative from Eastern European states, 2 representatives from Latin American and Caribbean states, 2 representatives from Western European and other states, and 5 representatives from the permanent members of the Security Council. In accordance with paragraph 16 of the General Assembly Decision 34/401, the election of the Vice Presidents of the Assembly by secret ballot will be dispensed with when number of candidates corresponds to the number of seats to be filled. We shall proceed accordingly. I shall now read the names of the slate of endorsed candidates. African states: Botswana, Cameroon, Guinea, South Sudan, Togo, and Tunisia. Asia Pacific states: Malaysia, Solomon Islands, Thailand, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan. Eastern European states: Romania. Latin American and Caribbean states: Chile and Guatemala. Western European and other states: Monaco and Spain. Since the number of candidates corresponds to the number of seats to be filled in each region, I declare those candidates elected, and in addition to the 5 representatives from the permanent members of the Security Council. The following states have therefore been elected to vice presidencies of the General Assembly for the 68th session: Botswana, Cameroon, Chile, China, France, Guatemala, Guinea, Malaysia, Monaco, Romania, the Russian Federation, Solomon Islands, South Sudan, Spain, Thailand, Togo, Tunisia, Turkmenistan, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, the United States of America, and Uzbekistan. I wish to take this opportunity to congratulate the states which have been elected vice presidents of the General Assembly for the 68th session. I wish to remind members that the chairpersons of the main committees have not yet been elected. After the election of the chairpersons of the 6 main committees, at a later date, the General Committee of the General Assembly for the 68th session will then be fully constituted in accordance with Rule 38 of the Rules of Procedure. I wish to make an appeal from this rostrum to the member states to engage in trying to resolve the problem of chairmanships for the six main committees so that we do not go on violating our responsibilities under the rules of procedure and the charter for much too longer. This meeting is adjourned.